I was walking down the aisle and I saw a picture that was like in the back of the pictures. Like I couldn't, like it was something that like was hidden. And I picked it up and I read it, and it said that if you trust in God, then you will be accepted into heaven. Okay, so I really didn't think anything about it. I was like, wow, that's nice. And then I just walked away. I wasn't like, okay, I read something. So the next day, before this, I had told Pastor that every morning I wake up at 5 and I read my Bible before every day. So he came up to me Friday morning and he said that if you continue to read, then the portal of heaven will open up to you. Not knowing that I read a picture yesterday saying that if you trust in God, that heaven will be opened up to you. So I'm over here thinking, like, okay, this is kind of weird. So he left, and as soon as Pastor, like, walked out the door, my phone notifications went off for my daily Bible note, and it said, God is the one who saves me. I will trust him and not be afraid. The Lord gives me strength and makes me sing. He has saved me. So, he said, Pastor told me that if I get anything, that I should come tell him. So I was thinking, and I clicked on it, and I kept on reading that, and then it said, when I kept on reading, it said, you will receive your salvation with joy as you would draw water from a well. So I was like, okay, this is too much. So I went and I told Pastor, and it's just like everything just came out of me. I was like, okay, so this is the gateway that we're being accepted into, and we're starting to grow, and it's amazing just seeing like everything happening. The gateway is opening, the portal, the gateway, it's opening up, and it's like, okay, let's do this. Okay, so anyway, later on that day, I was walking into the lobby, and my mom was doing something, and I wasn't really paying attention. I was just, you know, hanging around waiting for her. And she said, work zone. So this is something that my family say, you know, work zone, we're in a work zone, we need to stay focused, do work. And I was like, something happened. It's like a click went off in my mind. I was like, that's not right. Work zone, cancel that. That's not right. So I wrote something on my hand. I said that we're being drawn to heaven. And I had to go get my phone to start writing this down because I knew I would forget it. So I started writing it down, and I was like, okay. And I titled the page, Something Random, New Image. So I started writing down the click of heaven, and then I said that we are being drawn into heaven because we're a part of it. Okay, so this is where I'm going with this. All right, so I told Pastor that there's something that's going on. I can't stay focused in anything that I do. Like, if I do school, I can't stay focused. If I'm working on something, I can't stay focused. And I was like, the answer to that is because I'm not of this world. We're not of this world. So I'm like sitting, I'm like, okay. So the reason we can't stay focused in everyday life on earth is because we're not of this world. We're not supposed to be of this world. We're not supposed to have that click and connect to the natural, because the part of the spirit is drawing us back to heaven. And it's like, okay, so I can't stay focused in everyday things because I'm not of this world. We're not of this world. That's why we can't stay focused. So then this thing came up to me that, you know, like people with ADHD, they're on a different level. They can't connect to everyday life. And people think that it's a disorder. But it's not. We're here. They're here. And the people of the world are trying to bring them down to their level, calling it a disease, but it's really not a disorder. It's not a disorder, because we're the one with the disorder. We're the one with the disorder because we can't click to heaven like they click to heaven. They came on this earth and they already had that connection to heaven, and we're calling it a disorder, but it's really not a disorder because we're the ones with the disorder, because we don't have the click. We came here and we clicked to the natural when we were supposed to click to heaven. And then it's like, okay, so it's heaven on earth. No, it's heaven on heaven. And it's like, I don't want to be in the natural anymore. It's like, I want to live in the spirit. I am a part of the spirit. We're a part of the spirit, because the new image that he has implanted for us, he's implanted it, and we're starting off with two eyes where we can only see the natural. Then we grow four. Then we grow two again. So we're only seeing the spiritual version of everything. We can't anything that we do in the day, like if I'm tying my shoelace, if I hear somebody say something, I'm gonna only think about the spiritual version of that. Kaylee says these things and I write them down automatically, even if it sounds like complete nonsense. She said that we were doing Bible on a Wednesday where we didn't have school. And she said that in the spirit, I have wings, and I wrote it down. And then the other day on Friday, we were going home and it was like nighttime. And she was like, the moon is smiling at us. These things are implanted in us already. It's just that God is trying to alternate our vision so that we can see what he sees, so that we can be like him. And it's like, okay. I'm like, it's like, sometimes I can feel something different. Like, I wake up in the morning, and it's like, there's something else, something wrong, that's not supposed to be there, and it's natural.
The natural is wrong.
It's wrong.
Come on now.
It's not supposed to be there. Like, I'm like, okay, so I'm walking and I'm just like, there's still something wrong. There's still something wrong. You might feel like it's okay, but it's not, because there's still something wrong. We're still in the natural and we're not supposed to be. We're part of heaven. Heaven on heaven. Not heaven on earth. This is earth. Earth is dead. This is heaven. We're living in the spirit and not in the natural anymore. I speak it into you. We are living in the spirit and not in the natural. Pastor said to me that that if I continue this, then I'll live eternal life. And as soon as I saw that, as soon as I heard that, I saw me vanishing off the face of the earth. And then I was like, death is dead. There's no more death. I'm a part of the spirit now. I'm on heaven. This is heaven. This part of me is heaven. I'm becoming one with heaven. The connection is there. I'm becoming one with heaven. We are becoming one with heaven. We're connecting, and it's like, wow, because now we know that all these things that we might call great, like you getting money in the natural, you getting your paycheck, it's really nothing, because in the spirit, we don't have to work, and we get whatever we want, and we have Jesus, and he's everything. He's light, air, water, everything. Okay, so going back to what the water be, the salvation and the water, the well. We need to drink from that well. When we are dehydrated, we need to drink from that well. And even if we're not dehydrated, continue to drink from that well, because you're going to become dehydrated, and that's what we want to prevent, is becoming dehydrated. And that's something that we have to stay connected to, because it's so much more than you can understand. Like, you understanding everything in the spirit, it's like now everything's wrong, and it's like I can see the right. I don't know how to feel right now, because it's kind of an don't want to call it an emotional roller coaster, because not an emotional roller coaster. This is the stages, the steps of going to heaven. It's more of a journey, the line, the course that we're taking. And it's like, okay, back up a little bit. Okay. Before all of this, before, like, me getting revelations, I was kind of caught up in the world. Like, you know, I'm a kid, so I'm caught up in the world. So, and now, being 12 and understanding that the sun is not light and God is, and that I have a cup and he's filling it up, and that he's the life and he's the one who, it's not me that wakes up. It's not my mom that wakes me up in the morning. It's not the alarm. It's him breathing life into me every morning. It's like, okay, so I'm getting ready to step into this. And it's like, okay. I told my mom that when we were going home, I was like, Mommy, I got 2 revelations in one day. And she was like, and she didn't seem surprised. That kind of hurt my feelings, but, you know, I was like, and she was like, every day, it's a new day, so you're going to get new things. And you might get a million revelations. This is exactly what she said. You might get a million revelations in one day. And it's just the journey of being connected. It's just the journey of coming to meet the King. Like, you, I see us just, like, all walking down the corridors of heaven and coming to meet the King and bowing down in front of him like pure light. It's like pure light, and it's not blinding. Like, you can, like, you, if you look at the sun, like, right now, I call it the artificial light, but if you look into the sun, you can become blind, and you can't see. It's artificial. It's not real. They say that it's real. It's what brings light to the world. That's not true. It's Jesus. And, you know, his light is not blinding. It's natural. It's real. It's pure. It's what we want every day.
You know, this is crazy. The crazy thing about this is, y'all heard how she kept mentioning pastor, right? And when I was sitting there listening to Kristen, and when she was telling me when I got home from work what she experienced, I was sitting there like, man, it's in the house, right? And see, us as parents, don't look at it as Mike and Shanique is doing something with their kids. No. See, because like, just like what she said, see, we always trying to make it act like it's something in the natural, but it's not. You can't do this. I cannot do this. Shanique cannot do this. But if you take notice, she talk about things from heaven. And Pastor always talk about, in a humility state, he always talk about staying close from the point of, as an apostle, he has to deposit something, transfer something from heaven into us, right? So bringing our kids here is not in vain. The only thing you have to do is be obedient and stay connected. See, the only thing we do is we stay connected to the pastors, right? And we read what we get. Now, I watch Kristen, and I'm going to share some things. A lot of times I go in the living room early in the morning, and I be in there and I pray, or when I wake up, I always hear Kristen get it. Like she said, I hear every morning, gets up at 5 o'clock, and she'll come out the room. Now, I didn't know she was in there reading and all of this stuff. But every morning, she always gets up very early. Nobody wakes her up, but she does it on her own. She has her own encounter. And a lot of times, she'll come out the living room, out her room, and she think I'd be asleep, but I watch, and she'll stop. And she'll watch me, and then she'll go in the kitchen. But then she'll go back in her room. And I was like, man, this is crazy, because getting back to Kaylee, what she was saying about Kaylee, Kaylee had to listen to her soaking music every night. She would not go to bed unless she played that soaking music, and her mom has to come in there and pray over her. She's not going to bed unless she gets those things. And when she does it, Shanique told me the other night, she was like, oh, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. And I'm being totally honest. Kaylee could be up playing all night, all evening. As soon as we say amen in listening to the soaking music, praying for over her, immediately she go to sleep. Every night. Immediately. She gone. As soon as that soaking music stop, she normally wakes up. She either come and get us to tell us turn it back on, or she'll turn it back on. We didn't do anything for her to do this. Heaven is depositing into our kids on its own. We ain't witnessing to them. We ain't saying give them the 5 steps of salvation. We ain't saying read the Bible. We're not doing. Only thing we're doing is trying to live before them. The Christ in us, right, the heavenly life. It has to be demonstrated based upon what they see. She can only see and get a revelation because we have to be that example. Just like we stay close to the pastor, our kids got to stay close to us. So what we like to do, especially me, I like order. I like instructions. I like to say, you know, A, B, C, D. We're not talking to the mama. Exactly. Wait a minute now. I got the mic. You going to help me stand? But look, here's the whole idea of this, though. In the spirit, God, who was saying that we no longer ourselves, we have to, it's two of us, you were praying over, and you said it was two of us, and we get give ourselves. See, you got to catch this stuff by revelation. When the spirit get us, as parents, we have to surrender our all to him. The both of us. So I have to give my mind, will, and intellect, say, okay, God, I don't know what to say to them. As a dad, as a husband, I don't know what to really give them. So the first thing has to happen is humility, because I don't know. And the next thing I have to understand that my order of 1, 2, and 3 is not what might be what God wants. So I don't have to be the big bad dad to say, no, you're going to read the Bible, you're going to pray, you're going to do this, and your mom going to say this. We don't have to do that. Why? Because all that we have to do is bring them to the kingdom. Live the kingdom in front of them and allow God to do the work. But see, she has her own hunger after righteousness. She did not just roll out the bed and get that. She had to have an encounter with heaven on her own. When she told me this stuff, I was sitting there like, my God, such revelation. And one of the things I was listening to, I said, okay, this has to be the norm. Right? I can't get too excited because she's closer to the norm than I am. That's why Jesus said, let a child lead them. Right? See, we always want to be the bigger one. Oh, no, I got this. Life experience would teach you. No, a child should teach you. You see the totally opposite of the world? The world said that I got to train up a child, but God said, no, the child going to train you up. So the reality is, God is doing something in here. That's why when you were talking about we had to be still. We had to learn how to be still. Then all of a sudden, we sat here today, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, the dove wants to rest on us today. The dove wants to rest on us today. Why? Because he wants to get us out of the natural, as Christians say. Get you out of the natural with this Christmas stuff. This Christmas stuff is a curse from hell. Look, I'm saying that and I still buy into it. Right? But see, God got to deliver me. But see, what happened is my mind is getting renewed because I can know when something is happening on the inside of me when God is saying, no, I'm going to remove all of this foolishness out of your life. See, I can't just say, okay, I'm not going to celebrate Christmas or I'm not going to do this. And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying to do what you do with your family. I'm saying if it ain't in by the Spirit, it's not good. It cannot be traditional stuff in the earth. It cannot be. It cannot coexist where God has taken us in this whole year, what we've been experiencing, and then we still turn around and say, oh, no, I'm going to still celebrate these holidays the way I've been doing it. It don't work the way. It don't work that way. That's why she was talking about the light. The sunlight can blind you. If you look into it directly, it'll hurt your eyes. But that's what such revelation. But when you look in God's light, it cannot blind you. How you get that revelation at 12? Only God can do this, guys. Only God is going to work on you, but you have to be willing to allow him to do it through you. I could not teach her that. There's no way I could have told her to say that stuff, man. See, here's the deal. As she's talking, I'm saying, God, I want that. See, I'm not saying, oh, that's Pastor Jerry's daughter. She's saying that. No, I want that. I want that. I want that revelation like that constantly. that pure straight from the bellies of heaven, from the wells of heaven. That's what you was talking about, sir, digging up the wells of revival. That stuff that came way back from Genesis. That Genesis revelation there, sir. Walking in the cool of the day with God. That's a living demonstration. That's a testimony. That's a testimony. That's what God talking about, a testimony. You'll be a testimony in the earth. Why? Because God get the glory. A parent can't get the glory from that. God said all eyes has to be on him. But she said, not just two eyes. You might have four eyes. And all of that might go back to two eyes. Why? Because it has to be on God. God, I want that. And to have a leader that's when God said, I'm going to give you somebody, a man after my own heart. Why? Because if he don't submit himself and Pastor Glory don't submit herself to God, there cannot be a portal. It cannot be. Then he could walk into her and say, the portal of heaven is going to open up and all this stuff. It can't happen. It will not translate from that unless he's already know what the portal is. He said, she saw, she lived it. That simple. A 12-year-old said, only thing I did is went shopping with my mom. She didn't read the Bible. She didn't pray. She didn't pay her tithes and offerings. She didn't do all these things. She just went with her mom to the store, saw something, came back, pastor spoke something to her, and God said, okay, now let me connect the dots for you, Kristen. Didn't you just read that? Let me get you some more confirmation. Get your phone. I'm a ding. I'm gonna send you a text or a reminder to read the scripture. And not only did she just read what was the two verses, God, the Spirit said, the dove said, look, no, continue to read. A 12-year-old. So for us to go around and say, oh, this is too deep for our children. No, it's too late. Look, we just too shallow. We're trying to control our children and say, oh, no, this is too much. But the kids are smart enough, even in the natural, to do all these electronic stuff. And hold on, let's catch this. Because we always talk about, oh, the kids today, they're so smart, they can do this. And see, we like that. That's still earthly. No, we need to transfer that to the point where, no, we got to get them in here so they can hear what's going on in here. So they can be a part of what's going on in here. Because a lot of times what's going on in here, it's happened back there. This thing is so powerful, man. You know, some days I look at my family and I'm like, man, I would tell a shenig, I said, man, I feel like I done backslid because, you know, the cares of this life. You know, the cares of this life and working. And like she said, you know, the work zone. You know, you got to stay focused on the work zone. See, I gotta submit to that. Because I always like, look, this is the work zone. You come around me, you're not going to be slothful. You're going to work. You're going to do what you got to do. But heaven said you don't have to work. See, even when you have to go to work, you're not working. See, I can move all these chairs and not be working. You see how that is in the spirit? But see, in your mind, you would say, oh, I don't have to do anything. I'm just going to sit here and play games. Honey, I don't have to work because, you know, the spirit said I don't have to work. No, that's you. But in the spirit, he said, move everything in here and you do it with joy and you won't get burned out. Why? Because you're doing it in the spirit. I'm not doing it just like I tell my people in my job. I don't work for you. This is a costume for me to get here so I can introduce heaven to you. But look, this is how quick our mind changed. But yet, I still go around and say this is a work zone in the natural. Right? But my daughter just brought revelation from heaven saying, no, Dad, it's not a work zone. You shouldn't be working. See, I want that. I don't care who tell me. That's why Jesus used a donkey. He said, look, I use anything and anybody I want to. But do you have the spiritual ears to hear what a heaven has to say? Just to hear the revelation coming out of Kaylee at 6 years old, she just turned six, but to hear the revelation come out of her mouth every day, I'm telling you, you hang around that little girl, I'm not saying that because she's my daughter, but I'm telling you, be around little Kaylee as well, man, it'll blow your socks off. I want that. See, that's the hunger and thirst after righteousness that God is letting us partake of right now. That's that ling-a-ling-a-ling Pastor always talked about. Something on the inside of you. That's that well, that water that he had all the water laid across the floor. He was saying, we got to drink of this water. This is when this thing become manifested. Who would think that ADHD was spiritual? God. And we try to suck them back into the reality of the earth. Oh, no. Give them the pills. No. The devil's a liar. No, they're not of this world. God, how can I love my child in heaven like this? What's the key? What's the key, Father? We trying to calm them down and put them in a corner and give them a cookie. When the reality is they might have some dreams of revelation to speak into your life to get you out of debt. Now, I'm not talking about financial debt because I want to help the mind. I'm talking spiritual debt. The lack thereof of God. Y'all remember when I was talking about we saved, but we unsatisfied? That's what's happening. We lack the deposit of heaven inside of us. Man, I love this stuff. I was not expecting to say anything today. I was sitting there like, man, you know, like I said, I feel like I done backslid. Because the cares of this life. I'm like, man. And I was trying to read. We were soaking. I said, God, give me a revelation. God, give me something. It was still quiet. There was nothing. There was nothing. All thing I could think of was, let the dove rest on you. And then to have Kristen to say what she said, the dove descended. The wings expanded. So it's all about what heaven is doing. And when God said, let it be, it's happening. This is what I believe I'm hearing now. Do you believe now? The question to us now do you believe? She didn't go study. She didn't go get the concordance. She didn't go to Virginia Union to get a degree, to get a certificate. She had an encounter with Jesus like Saul on the road of Damascus at 12. What do you think he wanted to do to us? Heaven is real, sir. Look, tell me when to start. Then she said, look, this is not heaven on earth. This is just heaven. Did you catch that? Not heaven on earth. No, this is heaven. No, you in heaven now. Forget earth. You are in heaven now. still trying to drag earth with us. This is why the baby boy did the song. Look, Jesus ain't worried about being no baby boy. Amen. Mary don't need to know anything. You know what? What the reality is this. Jesus is not a baby. He never was a baby. He got the anointing from day one. He's the son of the living God. He's the one who made everything that was made. Everything was made for him and by him. I don't want to put Jesus no more into my reality. I want to put my reality into Jesus. I want to understand what that really looks like. How do you really do that, Father? How do you, you know, you manifest Jesus in the natural, but he was still what you call the Word. And you spoke him into existence. And the Word made everything. And the Word became a living being and dwelt amongst us. How, what is that? I just want to see the manifestation of that with those eyes, Chris, they're talking about. And for us to come into a house, a place of togetherness, on one accord, and hear the Spirit say, y'all just rest today. Just rest. I will do the work. It can't get no better than this, and it will. But it can't get no better than this right now. When he talk about our cup overflows, I'm done.
Praise God. You are amazing, God. So, I think it's three things. Insides are jumping up and down, doing cartwheels for you, Kristen. And I wish the whole world could hear what you said, specifically the rest of PWM. But I'm so excited for what God is doing, because the moment you said me, 12 years old, I immediately thought of Jesus. You are about your Father's business. You are in between. And please, if I am out of order, please let me know. But what dropped in my spirit was, you are in between. It's uncomfortable. You're in between. You're parallel. You are just in and out of the natural. You're just, it's like you're in between dimensions. Okay, so you smile. Okay, thank you. I said, all right, thank you. I was like, okay, Jesus. But it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And I thank you. I hope I wrote the date down, but it doesn't matter. I was going through some things, going through some shedding. And last week, our dear sister gave me a prayer that she wrote a long time ago and just wrote. She wrote it, and she tucked it away. And then the Lord told her to give it to me. And it was just phenomenal. So, saying, do you remember when you wrote? You wrote it? Yes. And she wrote it in purple. Didn't know who to give it to, but she did. So, with that, it's just PWM. Let's not take lightly what has transpired today. You are about your Father's business. It's going to grow. And I'm afraid that us adults are going, some of us adults are going to miss it. But you have paved the way, and you have encouraged us. You have admonished us. We got to get this. It's not, you know, thank God for us sticking close in his back pocket. in the shoe, you know, Pastor Mike is doing it, and Miss Shanique is doing it. It's an example, y'all. It's an example of what we got to do. The third thing I think was to repent and ask God to show us by the Spirit how to deal with ADHD. This is all spiritual. This is so spiritual. And he got CRCA connected with PWM for a purpose. So, you know, it's just Mr. Rain, Auntie Lorraine, you know, has said some things by the Spirit. And it's like, God, this is so real. It's minute by minute in us dealing with our children, our teenagers, our family. It's got to be by the Spirit. So God bless you, Kristen. Continue to just be about your Father's business. Thank you, Pastor Gary. This has been a dream. This has been a personal dream. Last Sunday, today, y'all might think it's strange, but I'm telling you, when we walk through that door, we're going to experience some things. We got to get used to it. Please, we got to be on time. Just pray for them. Pray for her. Pray for him. Pray for those that's doing AVA, Jesus. While you was ministering, Mary, do you know? Do you know? Do we know? Do we know? I kept hearing, do we know? But then he shows us that you do know. You can know. Stop it. He has carved us out for a purpose. He's carved us out. Every decoration, every rug, every chair, every trash can, every trash liner, every milk that we pour, it has a purpose. Every payment we take, it has a purpose. It has a purpose. And so I'm just in awe. Kristen will not be she may be the first. She will not be the last. She will not be the last. So I pray that we don't, you know, be looking like, huh? No. Set your face like flint, because it's going into your spirit, and she is some more coming behind her. And I pray for our ministry. I'm praying for our adults that we catch it. So even our 20-year-olds, our 30-year-olds, you know, amen. Amen, our pastor, amen. So, amen. God bless you.
I am in awe. Like you said, you pray for and you dream for, and then it becomes a living reality. The manifestation of it. Of heaven on heaven. Like Rocky says, I hope we understand what's transpiring in this house. We don't see the physical cloud yet, but there's a cloud here. A cloud of his presence and his anointing and his grace. I tell Shanique many times, at least maybe once a week, I'll point toward Kristen and say, great day. This is before hearing what I heard today. I said something special about her. Let's pray that the Holy Spirit keep his reins on her. Is that what I tell you, Shanique? I told her yesterday. Come on, baby. Come on. Mm-hmm. Like Pastor said, I want what you have. Right. I'm 72. She 12. So what's the age difference here? And you don't think I want what she has? She got 2 revelations in one day. Did I get a revelation this week? This year, Pastor says. Can you get understanding and see like she sees? My Lord. But it's all coming from the apostolic grace and the apostolic anointing in this house. Isn't it a miracle, Mike, Pastor Mike, that your daughter can walk past the apostle in the daytime, not on Sunday? She came through the other day looking for him. She said, "Where pastor?" I said, "I think he went to his office." How many 12-year-olds you know looking for the pastor? And then when she found him, what he said, she dropped on him. He was so weak, he couldn't get up. She had to share with him some of what she shared with him today. We're in a school environment and she's getting it. Supposedly, we're in the school of the Holy Spirit is what we are. We're being taught the things of God. We have to open up our understanding. And she was ministering. I said, "Oh, Jesus, please." I was asking him, Pastor Mike, on the altar, "I want to walk down the corridors of heaven and hear this child going to get up here. I want to be seated with him in heavenly places. Look at this child right here. This is what seated in heavenly places mean. We read a scripture and don't get any revelation or understanding. We just understand, what does that mean? And here she is, looking at the S-O-N and knowing the difference between that and the S-U-N. Jesus. I marvel at what God is doing in this house. We don't have a clue of what's ahead of us. Cheryl, I'm trembling on the inside. We talk about the wonders of heaven right here. Right here. Oh, God. Whew. Pastor Gore, would you come, please? Put your hands on her. We want to cover her with the blood. We're going to put a head of protection around her. That she'll dream dreams and see visions even the more. That she'll walk on those clouds of my mind. Oh God, we need it. We need it, Jesus. Holy Spirit, Father, we need it. We thank you for choosing this vessel to pour yourself into. This is the same on Christmas week and almost. Just like heaven dropped into Mary, heaven dropped into this child. Right here. Heaven dropped into her. And we want it to be expanded. We want him. We want Kristen Beckford life to be what Mary said. "Let it be unto me, Jesus." Let this be her prayer. "Father, all the days of my life, let it be unto me according to your will." And then give her the courage, the anointing, and the strength to deliver. Thank you for a house that gives space for a 12-year-old to minister. I ain't talking about no youth Sunday. And all they could do is get up and read a poem or something. But the Holy Spirit have given license in this house that he will move according to his will. Pastor called this morning and said, it's going to be like Saturday morning, quiet, sitting, and then we're going to see what the Holy Spirit's going to do. How many pastors you know on this Sunday morning? On this Sunday morning, got a 12-year-old up ministering life to us. And I mean, we got life today, y'all. Come on, Holy Ghost. She stood flat-footed and gave us life. She said, I was 12, but then I stepped into something. It then took me to get 60 to start crawling into something. See, Mike, we crawled into this thing. We crawled into it. Pastor had to almost drag us into it. The 12-year-old. Yeah, what you talking about? Where you get that from? Here you go and read something else. You need to go to sleep at night. But Pastor, when she did it, she said, I'm 12, but I stepped into something. And she stepped in it with authority, knowing that I'm surrendering and I'm going to get something. See, we kind of crawled and dragged into it, kind of not knowing or understanding or even believing, He had to help our unbelief. Keep on helping our unbelief when the ministry came forth. A new creation, a new order, living in heaven. He had to keep on helping our unbelief. But hear this wonder right here. Can present it to us. Very articulate. Holy Spirit said, can you hear me now? Can you see me now? Yeah, no tradition. No religion. With her toe-up jeans on. Look, how long did it take me to put some tear-up jeans on? Come on, y'all. Let's talk about reality stuff. I thought I did something couple of months or so ago when I came with my holy jeans on. I'd gotten some deliverance. But that shows you how deep it is. How much I have to get delivered from. That this one don't. See, he can just flow in her. See, I got all kinds of obstructions in my lungs that don't allow the air to flow through, the oxygen to flow through. And I'm sitting there thinking, I've got spiritual obstruction too. That's why the Holy Spirit can't flow. But with this one, her spiritual lungs are clear. She can breathe him in. Glory. 5 o'clock in the morning. On her own. I asked her how she liked her birthday. When her birthday was in September, right? November. And I said, how you like birthday? She said, oh, it was wonderful. My daddy gave me a Bible. I mean, and the excitement, Pastor Mike and her, when she told me about it. And it has a place, Nana, where I can write in it. And I can put my own personal notes after I've read. And she was just talking about it. And again, I want what she has. In my spirit, I said, Lord, when was the last time I wrote? And he spoke to me and he said, if you start writing again, I'm going to give you a 35-day devotion if you'll start writing again. November, she inspired me. I wanted what she had. Because the excitement of wanting to get the interpretation of what Jesus is saying on her personal level. She wanted to write what he was going to say to her. See, we wrote what the preacher said. And all them little books we got, go back and get them. I got about 20 or 30 of them. I was throwing them away the other couple of months ago. Come on, y'all. Come on, Cheryl. How many of them we have? We wrote his title down. We wrote the scripture he said. And we wrote what he said. In all them books. Very few have anything that we really. You may every now and then may have wrote a little something that you got a revelation about. But pretty much. And we thought we were doing something. Sitting in church with a notebook and taking notes. Look at this thing right here taking notes. Look what she's taking notes down in her spirit, man. He said, I'll write it on the tablets of your heart. See, he's still got to remove some stone from around our hearts so his finger can penetrate it. But we thank God for this jewel. Father God, I just pray now. With any authority that's in me, that you will wrap her up in your love. And she'll never want anything but more than you, more of you. She'll want only just more of you. And the joy that she'll get from it will be so exuberant that all the children around her will be drawn to it. And the adults, like we're drawn to it today. We thank you for her. Thank you for this house. Thank you for our apostle. I believe that's how Timothy got what he got. Paul was there saying, come on, Timothy, tell me what's in you. Talk to me, Timothy. Man, this is so phenomenal. I'm still in awe. Pastor Mike, I don't know what to say. Like she said, we don't know where we are, what we're doing. Because the air is so different now. It's so the atmosphere. Heaven on heaven. Oh, thank you. Don't let me. I didn't want to forget this one. When she said that you wake up in the morning and the atmosphere in the room is not natural. It's not right. It's wrong. Because heaven hadn't come in yet. Who can know that? Who can know that? Nobody can teach her that. Pastor can't. That's the Holy Spirit. That she knows the natural is wrong. That the natural stuff that we love is wrong. To get a revelation of what's wrong. Because she says it's all of this world. And it's wrong. Man, I'm sitting over there about to fall out that chair. Saying, Jesus, where'd this one come from? But we praise Jesus for it. That we can sit under it. That our ears can hear from heaven today. Heaven spoke to us today, y'all. The Father spoke to us through his little one. Suffer the little one to come unto me. And forbid them not. For such is the kingdom. This thing brought the kingdom in here today. Shut up, y'all. Just shut up. That's why I was sitting over there. She just brought the kingdom in here. And the Spirit told all the grown people, just shut up and listen. Just shut up and listen. We ain't got nothing to say. But we thank God. We're going to let the mother of the house close us out.
Before we do that, I'm just rejoicing. You have to go back to know the history of where we've come from and what we started, what vision we started with in the spirit and the vision we had for the children. And Lord knows we tried everything within our might and our power and our strength and our own understanding. How to get the children saved, how to get the children educated spiritually, how to get the children to walk a spiritual life with all our energy, wearing ourselves out. All we had to do was just sit down and shut up and allow the Holy Spirit, let him build his own people, his own children, their own lives. I am so thankful. I am so full of joy and exuberance at this miracle that God just opened our eyes unto. today, his own way of doing things. We just had to be patient and continue to pray to let him do the work. We say that all the time. You do the work, Lord. You do the work. And then we do the work. Then we go and do the work. Oh, you don't know how many curriculums and stuff we bought. But to see how the Lord, just how the Lord by himself, all by himself, how he put himself inside this child and the other children. There, and Pastor Jerry said that we were too, I don't know how you put it, but us adults are in the way. And when Kristen was talking, and I was thinking how the Lord is not only going to put this in them, and we said those that are connected to PWM, he's going to move us out of the way, and allow them to come up and allow them to do what he's designed them to do, to bring the kingdom into this earth and then bring them into heaven. I'm so excited. I jump up and down a lot on the inside too. I may not say much on the outside, but I be jumping up on the inside, up and down. And I am so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so thankful for what he's doing. I'm so very, very thankful. And Lord, I thank you that we will make room for you to continue to do what you want these young people to do, Lord. It's been a desire of my heart, Lord. You know the desire of my heart for our young people to know you and to love you and to be in fellowship with you, to be a new generation of believers, a heavenly people, a people who wants to who understands the heavenly realm. And who can tell and sing and shout and declare unto the others that heaven is here.
Yeah.
Heaven is now. Heaven is real.
Yeah.
And I thank God. I thank you, Lord, for honoring our prayers. For letting us see this day. Yeah. That we saw it. Like Pastor said, in the land of the living, we saw it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Amen.
He's teaching us today. He said, learn of me, and that's what he's doing. Come unto me, all who that labor, heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what he's doing today, teaching us. You know, I was just sitting there and I remembered, so this is not about Kristen, but her availability, you know, for her to be available for God to do what he's doing inside of her. But I remembered 12 years ago when they asked me what her name was. Her dad and I were talking about it, and I heard the word Kristen. And I normally don't study or find meanings of what it was, but I remembered it says her name means Kristen. So this was what God was doing. You know, that's why he has to get the glory in all of this. This is the example of what a true Christian is supposed to be. So Christians, the definition of her name is Christian. You know, and that's what I heard sitting down there. And I was just glorifying God because, God, you get the glory. I didn't do nothing. None of us did anything. But I just want to thank Pastor, too, because he allowed her to express herself, you know,
And I'm asking the parents, I'm imploring you not to shut up your children. Listen to what they're saying. Listen to what they're saying. As Pastor Mike said, bring them here, because whatever is happening here is going on in the back as well. Bring them here. Don't label your children. Call them all sorts of things. And Kristen said it today. You know, ADHD and all that stuff. You're giving them a letter in front of their name. That's not... That's different, you know. Heaven is different. It's a different definition of what ADHD is. They're trying to tell us something. So I'm asking you, imploring you, listen to your children. You know, really listen to them. And let them stay close to, you know, our pastor for real. You know, that's...
Okay, so let's go ahead and close... I'm sitting here thinking and taking in everything everybody said. It's just so good. And one of the things was, look, for all of us, it's finally not about us. It's what God could raise up by his own hand, and we didn't have anything to do with it. It's finally not about us. Jesus knows what he's doing. And so there's more coming. Suffer the children to come to me, for such is the kingdom. She brought the kingdom. How much can we learn from a child? Adults don't get this. And then when she was talking to me Friday, here's what I was thinking. On the way home, I said, if she was raised in a church like you were in and shared what she shared, they would have shut her down. They would have shut her down. I'm talking about the church you went to. She would never gotten up. Yeah, she would never, ever. She wouldn't have an opportunity. There's no way they would have shut her down, and who knows what would have been done to her the rest of her life. It's what God raises up. It's really, see, the same thing is in you. It's just been shut down. You might not have been able to pick the points when it happened, but I guarantee you it got shut down somewhere, right? Oh, it was there. Just as much. See, the children don't get it shut down so fast. It's just that when adults get involved, we shut it down. Either we don't believe it ourselves, or she's not going to get the glory over me, you know. We're trying to say, she's just 12. I'm just a kid. What happened to her is she found the portal. She didn't need school. She didn't need classes. She didn't need whatever. She didn't need a religious regiment. She wasn't even here. You find the portal. It could be in your backyard. It could be at your stove. It could be in your room. It could be walking to Ross or whatever. Ross, just find the portal. I like when somebody said, we've been kicking and dragging, trying to, we're getting a little bit. And she walks into it. Look, nobody shares like she shared today, a 12-year-old. Nobody shares like that. Nobody has instant revelation of that like that. And it's like she was there and she was born in it, which is really the case. She's born from above and she knows it. We have so much to fight off. So listen, we got so much to fight off. Don't add more to it. Don't let this season get in the way. Okay, don't let it get in the way. You say, well, don't let it get in the way. Don't let COVID get in the way. Are y'all listening to me? Don't let it get in the way. You know, all that is going to bring you fear. Don't let New Year's get in the way. Don't do no revolutions or resolutions. Don't do it. Don't do it. Look, don't let fasting season get in the way. That's just man-made stuff. Stay in the spirit. Stay in the spirit. So writings will come out of her, and then we'll distribute them. Because we know where she's writing from. Got to stay in the spirit. We can get the same revelation, but we have to get it from someone who's been there. You understand? We're not devilish jealous over it. We're godly jealous over it, right? We don't, what they say in the world, don't hate. We don't hate. We're glad God raised this thing up. Here, so that we can go further through the children. I can tell you that, and I've already heard it, and I can't divulge it yet, but I've already heard more from other children that'll be sharing as well. Okay, I have. She opened the door to more, and then we're going to all grow to his glory. Right? Not about us, it's about the Lord and what he can do. Pastor Cheryl, I want you to stand up if you would. And then stay right there when you stand. Then I want everybody to stand up and just push your hands toward her. So I see God substituting your life. And his life now is in you. And it's not only a substitute for your sins, but it's a substitute for your life. And you have the Christ life now, the heavenly resurrected Christ life now, making its abode down in the deep vessels of your heart. Receive me, saith the Lord. I stand at the door and knock. Receive me forever. I'm the only ingredient that you need. It's just one ingredient in this kingdom. It's one ingredient in this recipe. It's called Christ. Thank you, Jesus, for this upward climb. Hallelujah. He looks at it calmly, but he also looks at it as an emergency. I respond to the emergency call. I respond to the 911 call. I respond. It's an emergency to me, too. I come to the rescue to save lives. Save lives to the uttermost. Thank you, Father, for crowning her with your own goodness and love. Everything that's in the natural are base and low. Now, Lord, we thank you for the divine substitute that took us to heaven with him. He made a place, a dwelling place for us to live with him there. Amen. And amen. Come on, Chris. Stay standing, please. She's going to pray us out. Don't forget your offerings. Amen. Pray us out, babe.
Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for the journey. Thank you for the air. Thank you for the light. Thank you for moving into our heart, our soul, making us new. Making us so we fit the image that you have for us.
Jesus. Come on now.
Thank you for being inside of us. Thank you for mending our soul so that we can be who you want us to be. Get our destiny for everything that you have planned for us. Thank you, Jesus. Guide us so that we can walk with you. Thank you for your plan. Thank you for your blood coursing through our veins. Thank you for your love. Thank you for everything. Thank you for heaven on heaven. I pray that you push us through with you. Grab our hand, Lord. Guide us through. Let us be on this journey with you. We are your disciples. Cover us under your blood so that we can feel what you feel, so that we can see as you see, so that we can be like you. Fit your image, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that we get new vision. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.